Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro with you. It's Eagles Live on this Tuesday here in South Philadelphia. The Eagles back to work after a long weekend off following that loss to Kansas City. The Eagles coming back to the NovaCare Complex, understanding the task ahead, and that is to have a great week of practice and preparation for Sunday's tussle at Denver. The Broncos are riding things a mile high and more, 3-0 on this young season after Monday night's dismantling of the Oakland Raiders on Monday Night Football. It is a huge challenge for the Eagles, 1-2 after consecutive losses in the AFC West to San Diego and the Chiefs. It doesn't get any easier with Peyton Manning waiting on the other sideline on Sunday. Manning on pace to throw 64 touchdown passes this season against the Raiders last night, throwing for 3 touchdowns, completing just another tremendous night for him, just near perfect performance from Manning. 5 incompletions, 3 of those passes bouncing off of receivers' hands. So the Broncos, they got it rolling. They have won 14 straight games in the regular season. Manning, 32 of 35, 374 yards, 3 touchdowns last night. He's got 12 touchdown passes, 0 interceptions. He's been virtually perfect in 3 Broncos wins this season. So what does the Eagles defense do? Well, there is going to be a counter. We'll find out during the course of the week what Bill Davis has planned. We'll hear from Chip Kelly today, and we'll hear from the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese, who's been in situations like this before where the Eagles come into a game and not a whole lot of people give them a chance. But this is the NFL, and anything can happen. Later on, we also want to get your phone calls, and you've had a chance to digest everything here. The NFC East situation has been not an easy go of it for the division early in this season, and the Eagles looking to get things back on track. The first of 3 consecutive road games starting Sunday in Denver. Let's get you caught up with everything, the headlines of the day with Bo Wolf.
Thanks, Dave, and let's get to your Eagles Live headlines on this beautiful fall Tuesday morning as the Eagles return to practice here at the NovaCare Complex following a long weekend off, a mini bye after their Thursday night game against the Kansas City Chiefs. And the good news is at 1-2, the Eagles still very much in the mix in the NFC East, only 1 game behind the 2-1 Dallas Cowboys and ahead of the 0-6 combined New York Giants and Washington Redskins. Of course, the Eagles, a tough test this week, though, going out to Denver to play the 3-0 Denver Broncos, led by the number 1 ranked offense, both in yards and points. Peyton Manning simply on fire through the first 3 games. And on the other side of the ball, a great matchup. The Eagles run game, number 1 in the league, against the Broncos run defense, also number 1 in the league. That is a storyline to watch this week. Coming up later on the show, Chip Kelly's press conference live right here on Eagles Live.
All right, thank you very much, Bo. Now, you mentioned that the Eagles run the football very well. They run the ball as well as anyone in the league historically here the last couple of seasons. And one of the prime reasons why is a running back who's rising up the Eagles franchise, all-time records, and arguably the best running back in the game today. LeSean McCoy off to his own terrific start, and he is somebody that Denver's defense will certainly have to contend with on Sunday, both in the run game and in the passing game. We take a look at McCoy for the season, averaging 6.4 yards per carry, astonishing, 395 yards, best in the NFL, 2 rushing touchdowns. Catching the football did a lot of damage when San Diego stacked the box. McCoy just split out and did his work that way against the Chargers on the year, 6 catches, 119 yards. It is the 5th year of McCoy in an Eagles uniform, and he has been terrific. You see the numbers there. Ranks up among the top 5, actually 6th in the league in team history in rushing. There you go. There are McCoy's ranks. And by the end of the season, probably will rank 4th in the franchise history in rushing attempts. So that is what McCoy has done with his rushing and his catching the football, getting into the end zone. Big playmaker for the Eagles is LeSean McCoy, and Michael Vick will have to overcome some of his troubles against the Chiefs by handing the ball off or passing the ball to LeSean McCoy. McCoy, just an outstanding start to his season. Durable, powerful, and versatile for the Eagles. So the big play, the 70-yard catch and run against LeSean McCoy against the Chargers. And here we go. McCoy, the big weapon for the Eagles. But, of course, they're going to have to find more weapons for Vic and for the offense because you can't just rely on one player. We'll get into that a little bit later on in the show when we come back. We talk about the Broncos, one of the favorites in the AFC. They are an outstanding football team led by Peyton Manning, but there's a whole lot more to the Broncos than the quarterback. We come back on Eagles Live.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Maybe I should get that.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Brian Urlacher?
I'm back to defend you from DirecTV's latest offer. With DirecTV, your bill more than doubles after a year.
Not cool.
And they lock you into a 2-year contract that could cost you over $3,000.
That's a lot of cheese.
That's why the smart play is Xfinity.
They've got everything a football fan could want. Go long. Don't get sacked by DirecTV.
Oops.
Xfinity is your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Make sure to have the Eagles with you wherever you go by downloading our official Eagles app, which provides news, notes, features, and all of our live shows. Dave Spadaro with you, Eagles Live, the name of the show. We're coming your way every day this week, except for Friday, of course. No media availability on Friday. We'll be live tomorrow as well as the coordinators meet the media. And today, Chip Kelly talks about his football team, and he also focuses on those Denver Broncos, 3-0, and just off to an outstanding start. Obviously, the acquisition of Peyton Manning prior to the 2012 season really turning that franchise around. And Manning, the leader on the field, off the field, everyone pays attention to what Manning says. In his 16th NFL season, Manning, a certain Pro Football Hall of Famer. And when you read and hear about the Broncos, they talk about not the regular season, but about the playoffs and beyond. This offense does it in a lot of ways on the ground and in the air. And you look at the numbers that Manning is putting up. 73% completion percentage. The passing yards in three games. 1,143 yards, 12 touchdown passes, an NFL record through three games with zero interceptions. And look at that quarterback rating. Peyton Manning, the best in the business, and a great test for the Eagles this Sunday in Denver. What does Bill Davis do about this group? Well, it's not just Manning. He's got a good arsenal of weapons to throw to. Wes Welker, acquired by the New England Broncos from the New England Patriots in the offseason as a free agent. 19 catches. Slot receiver Brandon Boykin will have his hands full. Kind of a running back by committee last night anyway against the Raiders. Knowshon Moreno, former first-round draft pick, off to a very fine start for Denver, but there are other weapons in the backfield. They will spread you out. They will run the football, and they will do a lot of damage that way. Tight end Julius Thomas, also a big weapon, got off to a big-time start against the Baltimore Ravens in week one. Now, the defense, without its best player, Von Miller, is serving a suspension for violating the substance policy in the NFL, but that hasn't mattered. Robert Ayers stepping up. He's been a big-time player. Wesley Woodyard, excellent player for the Broncos. And it's a little bit easier to play defense when you've got a lead and when you've got an offense led by Manning on the other side of the ball. How about that? Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, number 45, he'll be on the field, and he will look to have quite a bit to prove in this one. You'll see a lot of DRC against Deshaun. Now, Deshaun Jackson off to a terrific start on his own. He's been the deep threat for the Eagles, a home run player for Philadelphia. He and Michael Vick have had just a great connection since the spring, and Deshaun Jackson will try to get back in the groove a little bit after that game against the Kansas City Chiefs. They took him out of it a little bit after a couple of big ones against Washington and San Diego. You look at the numbers, 31 targets, 19 catches, 359 yards. Look at that, yards per reception average, outstanding, and two touchdown catches for Jackson this season. So Eagles need some big plays in the run game, in the play action game, and they certainly need Deshaun Jackson to do it on the perimeter of the field as well as across the middle and down the field. So big one for Deshaun Jackson. Now the Eagles have been in this situation before where nobody gives them a chance. And when we come back from break, Merrill Reese, we'll talk about that just a little bit, about how he feels the Eagles match up against Denver, and another look at Peyton Manning, who came to Lincoln Financial Field in 2010, a much different Eagles defense that day. Eagles playing a little ball control offensively. Asante Samuel, a couple of interceptions, and the Eagles beating the Colts and Manning that afternoon. This time it's Denver and Peyton, a 3-0 team waiting on Sunday for the Eagles. We're coming right back with the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, in just a moment.
Hey, Philly, what are you drinking?
We're drinking Dunkin'.
We're drinking Dunkin'. Go Eagles!
Dunkin' gives me the boost I need.
Pumpkin iced whipped cream, perfect for fall.
Medium hot, cream and sugar.
No other way to drink it.
America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Ready for a little fun? You could scratch your way to instant winning. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, $1 Million Spectacular, with five top prizes of $1 million. It's kind of fun to knock it out of the park. Keep on scratching.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of long weekends and longer retirements. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
Hey, Philly, what are you drinking?
Dunkin' all day. Go Eagles!
French vanilla, hot ice. Love them both.
Iced, of course.
Hot coffee, extra cream, extra sugar.
My city, my coffee.
America runs on Duncan.
Jerry Azzanero, defensive line coach, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
It's time to talk about the Eagles with the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles. Merrill Reese joins me inside the studio. And Merrill, a game this week is actually feels like getting back to normal after this three games in 11 days nonsense. It's time to get back to a normal Sunday afternoon schedule, and I, for one, think that will benefit this football team.
Well, I certainly do, too. But I had the feeling this week, even though it was three games in 11 days, didn't you get the feeling you were almost on a bye weekend?
Yeah.
You really did have that feeling.
I think could benefit the Eagles using that time wisely, self-scouting, coaches spending some time looking at the first three games and understanding a little bit of what went right and what did not go right in those first three games.
Absolutely, and it gave me an opportunity to watch a lot of television and to watch the rest of the National Football League. I mean, I watched everybody this past weekend. And
including the Washington Redskins, who are 0-3, including the New York Giants, who are 0-3. This NFC East, Merrill, is as wide open, I guess, as I kind of expected it to be.
You know, they collectively are 3-9,
yeah,
which is incredible. But you know what? It's not just the NFC East, Dave, where there are teams struggling, where there are good teams, expected championship-caliber teams struggling. I watched the 49ers. Do you realize that the 49ers have now scored a total of 10 points in their last two games? I watched the once proud automatic berth in the playoffs just about Pittsburgh Steelers. They look awful. They look old. They look tired. They are 0-3. So it's not just the Redskins. It's not just the Giants, but throughout the Packers. All right, here's the Packers. Every year we automatically put the Packers in the playoffs. Yeah, they're one of the elite teams. But Green Bay's defense is not very good at all. It's going to give them problems.
And so the point here is?
The point here is that there has never been more parity in the National Football League. And if you look at the NFC East, the Eagles are 1-2, and they have a very, very tough game coming up this weekend. But after that, they have the Giants, they have the Tampa Bay Bucks, and they could go into that next game against Dallas, the next home game, with a 3-3 record.
Do you really look at it that way, Merle? I got to tell you, I'm not in that long-term projection with this football team. Because it's a new team, because it's a new roster and a new coaching staff, I'm very much in the mode of week to week.
Well, that's how most coaches think. And I do, too, when I focus on a game. When I prepare for the Eagles and the Denver Broncos, I care nothing about the week after this. But when I look at the larger picture, when I hear people say, oh, it looks like it's going to be another dreary season, it's going to be another season without a playoff game, I say, not so fast.
Yeah.
That we are very early. In fact, going into the season, Dave, and I felt this way even after the euphoria surrounding the win in Washington, that it was going to take 5 or 6 weeks before we could really understand the capabilities of this team.
All right, what do you think you know about the Eagles after three games here, Merrill? Let's start with the offense. We know that LeSean McCoy is having a season to remember, another terrific game against Kansas City. We know that Michael Vick, 2 out of 3 games, he's been excellent. DeSean
yes.
Jackson's been outstanding. The offensive line giving up some ground on Thursday night against the Chiefs. But in general, what do you think of the offense through three games?
I think in general that it's an offense that is generally capable of putting up a lot of points as long as they don't turn the football over. You can't give it away. But it is a high-powered offense. It is an offense that I guarantee you every defensive coordinator is going to lose sleep over when they're facing the Eagles next. But at the same time, it's an offense that requires every department to be in sync. The offensive line cannot have the kind of game that they had against Kansas City. But if the offensive line plays well and Michael Vick plays the way he played in weeks 1 and 2 and McCoy keeps doing what he's doing, they're going to be tough to stop.
Yeah, I think the offensive line, it was just so unusual to see the troubles that it had against Kansas City. I don't expect that to happen very often.
I don't either.
I think there's so much talent. They're well coached. I expect a big rebound game on Sunday.
And I don't think the Chiefs are one of the great teams in the National Football League, but I think they have some very, very talented defensive players. If you look at their front seven, you're talking about probably 6 first-round draft choices and at least 5 Pro Bowl players. So I don't think you're going to find many better fronts than the Kansas City Chiefs.
If there's one thing about this offense that I find surprising, and I'm not saying good or bad, it's that the tight ends haven't been used as much as I expected them. I expected Zach Ertz to be involved. I expected James Casey to be very involved along with Brent Celek. Haven't seen much at all of Casey, and Ertz has been limited as well with just 4 catches. And in fact, Celek They both have four catches, 74 yards.
But I think they will. I think they'll both play bigger parts of the actual catching, receiving parts of the tight end position. You know what else, Dave, has come to my mind? And that is we get all involved in schemes. Chip Kelly comes here with this great scheme that he used at the University of Oregon. And it is a great scheme. But ultimately, no matter what the scheme is, a defensive coordinator will find a counter scheme to stop it. And it's the same with defenses. When Buddy came out with the 46 defense, when you talked about the zone blitz type of defenses, offensive coordinators found a way to beat it. Chip is a smart coach. There's no doubt about it. He's a smart, smart coach. What wins football games are talented players, good coaching, solid fundamentals, and motivation. And I think that Chip will take what he has and make adjustments.
Right.
Not in 1 week, 2 weeks, but he will modify this offense until he finds the right blend to bring out the most in this football
right,
team.
Right, and that's what the great coaches do. They make modifications. They counter move, if you will, comparing it to a chess match. Merle, the defense made some strides from week to week to week here. It's been kind of tough to pinpoint exactly what Bill Davis has with his defense in terms of personnel, the scheme he's trying to employ here, because there's been a lot of change. After 3 weeks, what do you make of the defense?
Getting better. I really believe that. I thought that the fact that they were able to limit Kansas City most of the time to field goals showed progress. They are a work in progress. Bill Davis said this from week one. We didn't expect them to come out and be the Seattle Seahawks, but they will be better. They will be better in October than they were in September, and barring injuries, they'll be better in November and December than they were in the first half of the season.
Well, they've got to be better on Sunday in Denver against Peyton Manning. I think this is a matchup that certainly tells you where the defense is, where the secondary specifically and the linebackers are against a quarterback who is second to none in terms of release, accuracy, and quarterback intelligence.
You know, I wouldn't be too quick to judge the defense on this game. And the reason I say that is the great defensive coordinator, the late Jim Johnson, who we respected to the utmost, he did not have the answer. If you look at the Eagles' record with Jim Johnson against Peyton Manning and the Indianapolis Colts, most of the time they were on their heels.
Sean McDermott did, though. Sean McDermott did. They came, Colts came when Peyton played for the Colts, it came here, Asante Samuel intercepted and called. There is a formula that works against Peyton Manning.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
So I guess the key is to keep him off balance as much as you can, mix things up a little bit, and put pressure on the quarterback.
Well, maybe the greatest pressure you can put on the Denver Broncos offense is by this offense scoring a lot of points.
Yeah.
You almost feel that if the Eagles are going to pull this one off, it's got to be a big-time shootout.
Yeah, bro, I think this is a game in which the Eagles have to go in there and take their chances and play with controlled reckless abandon, if that's possible, and lay it all out there and go shock the world.
Absolutely. Look, it's happened. I remember, not going back too far in ancient history, I guess 6 years, to 2007, when the Eagles, without Donovan McNabb, started A.J. Feely in New England. And the Patriots that night, a Sunday night, were 3 touchdown favorites. And the Eagles lost that game 31-28. And actually had a chance to win it at the end.
Right. Well, let's hope the Eagles score.
Can happen.
Yeah,
you never know.
It's going to be a great game on Sunday. The Eagles at the Denver Broncos. Merrill Reesby, thank you for joining us inside the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. Memories guaranteed, with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Maybe I should get that.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Brian Urlacher?
I'm back to defend you from DirecTV's latest offer. With DirecTV, your bill more than doubles after a year.
Not cool.
And they lock you into a 2-year contract that could cost you over $3,000.
That's a lot of cheese.
That's why the smart play is Xfinity. They've got everything a football fan could want. Go long. Don't get sacked by DirecTV. Oops. Xfinity is your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
These days you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Cancer can move fast, but Jefferson is keeping our patients ahead of it. With the fastest growing medical oncology program in the region, treating cancers with a team of multi-specialty experts who work together to provide seamless care, helping us earn NCI designation and widespread respect. Cancer has a strategy. Divide and conquer. That's why we give our patients our undivided attention.
Discover the difference Jefferson's Kimmel Cancer Center makes. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
I'm Bob Bicknell, wide receivers coach, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
We invite your phone calls, 215-339-6709, Eagles and the Broncos. Chip Kelly press conference coming up in just a moment. You've had a chance to kind of digest things here through the weekend. It should be interesting to hear what Kelly has to say about the defensive approach against Manning and company and the offensive approach, which plays a part in this battle against such a high-scoring team. Would Kelly, for example, slow things down offensively, play a little keep away from Manning to try to keep that Denver Broncos offense off the field on Sunday? Now, we've heard Chip talk about going faster, 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 faster. Do you want to get into an all-out shootout against the Denver Broncos? That's the big question here. Look at the numbers, once again, that the Denver Broncos putting up 42.3 points per game. Yards first in the league. Passing yards first in the league. It is a remarkable performance through three games by the Denver Broncos. We welcome your phone calls, 215-339-6709. Charles in Florida joins us. Hey, Charles.
Hey, what's up, Dave? How you doing today?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
This is what I want to see this week from the Eagles.
Okay.
Because I know we're going to have to score a lot of points if we want to beat the Broncos. So I want to see more. I wonder why Bryce Brown and Chris Polk haven't. I kind of want to see, like, a three backs out there because I think Shady is just – he's one cut back away from a torn ACL and we're kind of screwed. And I don't like him seeing getting a lot of carries so early in the season. And, you know, I would like to see it all split up a little bit more between the three running backs.
Well, I mean, so you're really what you want to see, Charles, is run the football, ground it, keep it grounded, move the chains, use all
three
backs. Yeah,
because, you know, we got to keep Peyton Manning off the field. So, you know, I think we should just keep grounding the ball, use all three of our running backs, and then there's going to be, you know, obviously deep to Deshaun's going to be coming. So, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I'd love to see the three running backs get a lot of carries this week. Well, at least Bryce Brown.
Well, Bryce has not been used much at all. Chris Polk has not been used at all. And this is a strength of the football team. The Eagles have some depth at the running back position. They've got a lot of talent there. They feel good about those three. And, Charles, maybe we see it. I mean, certainly last year Bryce stepped up when LeSean McCoy went down. But this year, just 15 rushing attempts, 45 yards, and 3.0 yards per carry. Charles, would you like to venture a prediction for Sunday's game?
Yes, I would.
You okay?
I'm going to go 38-35 Eagles.
All right, my man. From your lips, thanks very much for the phone call, 215-339-6709. And that is one way to approach it. Keep it grounded, move the chains, eat up as much clock as you can, something that the San Diego Chargers did very effectively a couple of weeks ago against the Eagles. Now, the key to that, obviously, is to keep getting first downs. Milk the clock. Take some time off of it. But you don't want to get in a situation where you're coming from behind against the Denver Broncos, because that is an offense that can do it to you in a lot of different ways. Nobody is more cerebral than Manning. They can run the football. They can throw it short. The releases to Wes Welker, and they can throw it down the field. Eric Decker, also a terrific receiver as well. And Thomas at the tight end position, outstanding. Jimmy the Geek in Vegas joins us. Hey, Jimmy.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Thanks for joining us so early.
Hey, Dave, is the elevation in Mile High going to affect the speed of the game?
I don't know. Well, you can't run fast in high elevation?
Have you ever tried to, like,
well, there's no question.
Jog at 5,000 feet?
There is no question that, you know, listen, when you see teams, when they play in Denver, they have ample supplies of oxygen on the sideline. Again, it's, you know, Jimmy, I mean, this is part of the questioning that Chip will face here in a minute. Does he slow things down? The team is flying out on Saturday, so it's not like they're going out to get acclimated to the environment. They're going to go out and treat this like every other road game. We'll see what kind of cardiovascular demands there are.
Does Bryce Brown look slower to you, maybe a step slower? He does to me.
Hard to say. Didn't in the preseason. Hasn't had that big breakout run yet here in the offseason. Hasn't been able to get to the corner and turn it and get up the field. No, I don't think so. I really was very impressed with him other than the fumbles in the preseason. Maybe he's thinking about the fumbles. I don't know. He certainly had good ball security. But in the preseason, he was explosive in every way.
Dave, lastly.
Yes.
Todd Herrmann, is he getting handled inside this year?
You know, I think the whole offensive line had a bad game on Thursday night. I don't think it was Todd fair to single out Todd. I don't think he played particularly well in the preseason. Thought he played very well in the first two games of the regular season. Nobody saying anything about Todd Herrmann's until Thursday night when the entire offensive line struggled. So it's something to keep an eye on, Jimmy, no question about it.
All right, I'm going to make a prediction.
Yes.
It's going to be bold.
Yes.
I'm going 40-38.
Amazing.
Eagles.
Thank you, Jimmy. I mean, what does it cost? What's it going to require the Eagles to score to beat the Denver Broncos? These scores that everybody's talking about, these are like video game scores. You know, we saw kind of the scoring in the NFL in week three came down a little bit. Defense is catching up to the offenses in the NFL. Everybody believes that the Eagles are going to have to outscore Denver in a big way to win this game on Sunday, and the Eagles certainly have the ability to do so. Let's get a quick phone call in from Andrew in Florida before head coach Chip Kelly joins us. Hey, Andrew, how are you?
I am doing wonderful. I'll tell you what, since we're going to make this quick, I really believe that we're going to see those athletic tight ends that we were talking about in the preseason in their full bloom this week, because you've got speedy linebackers. And in order to put pressure on the linebackers, you're going to need those athletic tight ends to really shine.
Well, Andrew, look, we thought coming into the season that this was a position of strength. But so far, Celek and Ertz combining for a grand total of 8 receptions, and James Casey 0 through 3 games.
Well, I think if you you line them out wide, like Chip Kelly was doing in the preseason, it's going to put pressure on the linebackers and it'll open up lanes for the running game. I personally think the key to this game is the blur offense with the 60% running. We need to get the plays in quick, and we need to run the ball down their throat.
Give me a prediction, Andrew.
I'm thinking the Philadelphia Eagles will win this game 35-28.
All right, Andrew, thank you so much. Thanks for the call. And that could be an approach. Again, spread the field, running lanes, keep it conservative in a sense where you're not throwing the football down the field to DeSean Jackson. Send DeSean down deep, spread the field with your formation, and expect your offensive line to win the battle and give it to McCoy and give it to Polk and give it to Brown. And if you get a chance to go up top to DeSean Jackson in that 18.9-yard average, well, why not go ahead and do it? Certainly the Eagles' offense, they will have to be efficient. That is the key word here. No penalties, no turnovers. When you get into the red zone, touchdowns, not field goals. Again, Merrill referencing that game against the Patriots several years ago. 3 touchdown underdogs, whatever that means. But the Eagles came out and gave the Patriots all they could handle with A.J. Feely at the quarterback position. Fell short, but certainly had a chance to win that game. So to win this game on Sunday, Eagles have to play by far their most complete game of the 2013 regular season. Chip Kelly getting set to meet the media. We'll go to him in just one moment. Reminder, the game on Sunday on Fox, 4:25 is the starting time. It's a nationally broadcast game. We've got complete coverage throughout the day on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Our Eagles Television Network lineup of shows begins in the afternoon. That segues into the kickoff show. And then we've got full coverage during the game, including the halftime show and our postgame show presented by Rico, where it will be Bo Wolf, Adam Kaplan, AJ Feely breaking it down. The Eagles going into Denver, the first of three straight road games that really could define this football season. The Eagles 1-2, still in the thick of things in an NFC East that has the Dallas Cowboys at 2-1, the Eagles at 1-2, the Redskins and the Giants 0-3. Look at that schedule, three straight road games as we take a look at the schedules and standings in the NFC. Nobody really running away with things. So it's kind of been a lot of teams trying to figure out what they're all about, the Eagles included, through these first 3 weeks of the season. We'll get into the meat of things here. Amazing. Three straight road games, okay? Three games in a row against the AFC West. Three games in 11 days for the Eagles. Challenging, challenging, challenging. All right, Chip Kelly meeting the media outside.
Did you watch the Broncos last night?
Yeah, I watched the Broncos this morning.
What'd you think?
Outstanding performance. You know, offensively, very difficult when you see a quarterback playing at that level right now. But it's got a lot of weapons. You know, you got Welker, Thomas, Decker, in whatever order you want to put them in. Three really good running backs. So it's a tough challenge for us this week.
Have you ever seen anybody that goes against the blitz better than he does?
Nah, he's probably, him and Brady are the two best I've ever seen. So, you know, we're fortunate we got a chance to practice against Tom here and see him a little bit in the preseason and then, you know, get a chance to see Peyton up close and personal. So, you're talking about two of the all-time greats in the game. So, it'll be a great challenge for us.
How does step one of the process go when you're watching it this morning? Do you have assistants with you? Do you guys kind of share an idea right on the fly? Or do you watch it by yourself?
Now, we met as a staff all day yesterday. You know, it was just a unique situation because the last game is usually in on Sunday, but because it was a Monday night game, so we had to wait to get the last game in, but we had already broken down all their other games, their preseason games, and then their first two games. So both sides of the ball and special teams met all day yesterday, putting together their game plan, and then, you know, we'll get some work today on the field and some openers and things like that, and then the bulk of our practice will always be Wednesday and Thursday, just like it is in a typical NFL week, so.
You played the three games in 11 days, a short amount of time. Now you've had some, I guess, 3 or 4 days off. Was it good to get a little break and maybe go over some evaluation and kind of stuff? Or?
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way the schedule laid itself out. So, you know, we knew it going in. We had a plan going in, what we were going to do, and we knew they needed a little bit of a break just because you were playing three games in 11 days. So, you know, they were off over the weekend and on Monday, and then, you know, we're back together today.
Without having to practice and stuff, didn't give you a chance to.
Yeah, I mean, but we had the same thing. We had the same thing planned. We were in all day Friday as a staff. Worked a little bit on Saturday, and then Sunday was off because there was nothing we could do. We didn't have that final game in until Monday. So, and then we're back in all day yesterday. So, just your typical get ready and evaluate and get ready for your next game.
Sorry. You've coached it out to two before. Have you found that it's as much mental as it is physical, and at the pace with which you like to play, does that make any difference for you that more than it would for any other team?
I think what makes a difference when you play at altitude is who you're playing against. So, you know, we played against the University of Colorado a couple years ago, and it wasn't as big a deal. You play against the Broncos, it's a big deal. So it's just a matter of it's an anaerobic sport, so it doesn't affect you the way I think. You know, we're not going to run a marathon there. So I think a lot of it is mental and just understanding that it's not as big a deal as people make it out to be.
Your defense is playing pretty well. Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie in particular. What have you seen out of watching the film on him that maybe, I don't know how much you've watched him last year before you guys decide not to sign him, but how much is he playing differently?
Doing a good job of covering. You know, really close to receivers. I think he gives them the ability to play some man coverage. And, you know, they're not a zero blitz, you know, just leave those guys out on islands. There's always a free safety, and they've got great help. But he's done a really good job of matching receivers and playing them in real tight man coverage.
In what ways do you think this offense is missing Jeremy Maclin?
I don't really think of it that way. He's not here. So, I mean, we're missing Harold Carmichael, too. I mean, the guys that aren't here, we don't look at our things and say, if this guy was here, if that guy was here. I mean, Jeremy hasn't been here since camp. It's unfortunate. He's training his tail off. I see him every day in here. But we never look at it that, well, Jeremy Maclin, if we had Jeremy Maclin, we, you know, we'd be in a different situation. It's just, I don't think it's productive to think that way because it's never gonna, not going to change. You know, Mac's not going to come back till next year. So.
And so then outside of Deshaun, how do you think the secondary targets, if you will, how do you think they're developing and establishing themselves in the offense?
I think they're doing a good job. It just depends on how people decide they want to deploy their coverages and cover you. I think Riley made a huge catch for us in a red zone situation against the Chargers. You know, I think, you know, it really just depends on how you're going to try to deploy yourself and match up to us. So.
A way in your offense for there to be more chip blocking to help out certain tackles, or is that something that you?
Yeah, we do that. If you watch our film, study it, we do that. Yeah. Brent's in there a lot, chipping when he gets out sometimes in some of our protections where Brent's not a primary receiver and is not the first guy down the field where he may be running an underneath shallow route or a flat route. You know, he's looking to chip on his way out. So,
is it something you feel like maybe you have to do more to help out Lane, who kind of seems like he's struggling?
No, we've play. Done that. If you watch the tape, you can take a look at it.
Say more.
If there's situations where you would prefer the defense being nickel coverage, is there a way for you to deploy Ertz more as double tight end and keep them in that?
It just depends on who you're playing. You know, it's a philosophical question, but some teams match you 100% of the time. Some teams match by down and distance. So it really just depends on who you're playing.
Chip, are you considering any, or will there be any different starters on defense for this Broncos game?
Right now, no.
Chip, not that you don't want to score every time you get the ball. But do you take more chances? Do you have to when you know you're going to play a team that's going to put a lot of points on the board?
Do you take more chances?
Yeah. I mean, is there more chances knowing you're going to have to score probably more than you normally would against
them? I mean, we always consider who we're playing and what we're doing when we're making our decisions on whether, you know, like I think you're asking, do you go for it on fourth down in some of those situations? You always have to factor in the opponent, but you also have to factor in your defense. Yeah, there's a lot of different things that go into it. It never has been, and I never look at it as a pure statistical thing. The statistics say that, you know, 62% of the time you're going to convert, so you got to go with that number. I think it, where are you putting them? Are you going to put that guy back out on the field? You know, I know Coach Belichick had one a couple of years ago where he went for it on fourth down in his own territory because he didn't want to give the ball back to Peyton Manning, you know, and didn't get it, you know, but his thought process was if we punted it, he was going to march the field anyway. So I think sometimes you definitely have to take your opponent into consideration when making those decisions.
Your defense hasn't been beat downfield a lot on a lot of long throws. A lot of the yards against you guys are underneath stuff. So, yeah, so far. So do you see the problem is more not getting off blocks and wrapping up tackles than it is coverage?
I can't answer you in one question or one answer that is – You know, I think that you just can't do that. You can't say it's this. If it's one thing, if it was just this, then we would work on that and fix that. I mean, it's a combination. We got people into third and long the other night, and then they threw a nice little screen, downfield screen, and on third and 17, they made blocks and made a play. You know, on other times, it's, you know, we're a step away, we're there, but the ball's on the back shoulder instead of the front shoulder. It was a great location pass by Alex, and we just missed tipping it. So it depends on the individual situation on that particular play to be able to give you a specific answer on what it is. But you just can't look at it and in one sentence say it's this. Because if it was just this and one sentence was the answer, then we would fix it and work on that. So
when you go back at, so when you're going against a quarterback like Manning, I mean, how important is it to, like, have a good pass rush on him and everything? Like, you know, that's pretty obvious.
Not that important. So, I mean, we actually didn't even think of that. I mean, it's in everything. I mean, but the one thing with Peyton that you realize is that he, you know, you're not gonna, you just can't do one thing against him. I mean, he's just such a great mind at the quarterback position that, you know, you may say, hey, this blitz beat him, but if you beat him the first time on the blitz, he's gonna come back and beat you on that blitz. You know, I think you got to try to give him different looks. You got to try to make sure, but you also have to try to make sure that your disguise isn't a liability where you're so far away from your work that you can't get to your work, you know. So, yeah, we fooled him because he didn't see the blitz coming, but we're not close enough to the receiver to now be in coverage. So there's, you know, there's that cat and mouse game that's going to go on. But, No, again, you're talking about playing against one of the all-time greats. So.
Jeff was asking you about keeping a tight end, which you said you've done. Do you feel like this is something, your quarterback's taking a lot of hits, that you need to do more of and just keep more guys in more frequently?
No, I mean, if you look at it, there's times when we've had seven guys in protection and Mike got sacked. You know, they ran around our left tackle. So, you know, sometimes it's just you got to give them – it depends, again, on each individual situation. You can look at it. You know, there's times where Lane gave up a sack where he thought the guard was with him. So he could get beat inside, but the guard wasn't with him on the inside. So there's not one answer that is the answer to say, well, you can get everybody can go back on this particular play. If we had done this, that's great, but we can't do that. Can't go back. So do we keep a tight end in protection? Do we use seven-man protection? Yeah, we do use that. So.
Is part of the sacks also a function of, like, perhaps holding the ball a little longer than maybe he should?
I just answered that question. It depends on which one you're talking about. You know, there could have been a sack where Mike held the ball too long. There also could be a sack where we're on seven-man protection and he thinks he's picked up and he gets hit at the top of his drop. So.
How's Mike's pattern?
No, I don't see that as a pattern, Les. That's a good question. I don't see that as a pattern.
How's Mike's overall decision-making been on specifically the read option plays?
Good.
What is a good kind of percentage for obviously you want him to make the right decision 100% of the time, but is there kind of a level that he'll get to later in the season as he does it more?
No, I don't know where you're going with that question, but I think Mike's done a really good job in our zone read game. And I know the one perception out there is we don't run as much zone read as everybody thinks. So there's a lot of times where Mike's handing the ball off and carrying out a fake and people think it's a zone read play. It's just a run play that's called, and he was supposed to give the ball 100% of the time and gave the ball 100% of the time. So just every time Mike is in the shotgun and hands off doesn't mean it's a zone read play.
Does that have to be an unblocked defender? Is that what makes it a...
It depends on how the defense is deployed. Sometimes there's never an unblocked defender because they only got five guys in the box. So we can block 5-on-5. So that's not a zone read play to us. That's a give the ball situation and, you know, carry out a good fake and see if maybe you can take somebody from the secondary out of the play.
How's the health of Chung, Vic, and McCoy?
Vic and McCoy are fine. They're 100%. Pat won't practice today, so we'll see where he is, but I know he's out today. Everybody's out. Everybody's practicing except for Chung.
When you go back and look at a guy like Manning, who has obviously a long history on film, or when Bill does, how far back do you go, and do you focus on teams that play similarly to you defensively that he's playing against, or do you simply look at his most recent body of work?
We've gone just to the Broncos tape, so there's it's a different system. There's some carryover from the Colts, but you really got to see how they're deploying him. And I think even more importantly, you know, they didn't have Wes Walker last year. So, you know, how different is the offense this year with Wes as a receiver as opposed to last year? So, you know, you're still going to say very recent.
Are you just as interested in looking at games where he does well as in games where he doesn't do well?
The games he doesn't do well, there's not many of them, so he can get through them pretty quickly.
Peyton commented that it was nice of the NFL to give the Eagles 10 days and the Broncos only 6.
No.
I mean, is that a nice edge to have to get the extra
games? Scheduling, when do we go play? We got to play in a parking lot, we'll go play in a parking lot. We don't care. We played 11 games in three games in 11 days, so I don't care. That's got nothing to do. We only worry about what we can control, and we don't control the scheduling, so.
Is Chung still in the sling, or do you think he might be
No, able he's to not in a sling, but he's not going to practice today.
What about this week? Do you think he might be able to?
I'm a day-to-day guy, so I know he's not practicing today, and if he practices tomorrow, I'll make sure I tell you before we start.
Or
we'll be out there for him, yeah.
What do you mention how they didn't have Walker last year, sort of changes things. How much is it radically different what they're doing this year?
No, it's not radically different, but you're also talking about one of the all-time great receivers, you know, and I think his ability to control the middle of the field and really create some mismatch problems for you, it challenges you from a personnel standpoint. They end up having a linebacker on them, which at times is a big mismatch just because of Wes's athletic ability. So, you know, to have that type of guy that can play between the two outside guys, between Decker and Damaris, it really makes it difficult just because of the way he understands coverage. And there's a lot of times when you think, hey, that's pretty good defense, but he still comes up with a big play on him. So.
You've run the ball well on third down, but struggled throwing it. I think Mike's 7-for-20 on third down. What are you seeing when you look at
third down in general, or short, long, medium? I mean, we break it down specifically into.
Yeah, he's 7-for-20 overall.
Yeah, because a lot of it ends up being third and long. So I think that the distances on third and long and the completion percentage on third and long are going to be a little bit different than third and short. So.
Okay. All right, that is head coach Chip Kelly. From an injury standpoint, LeSean McCoy fine, Michael Vick fine. Patrick Chung will miss practice today. We'll keep you updated throughout the week on his status. The first injury update would come on Wednesday following that practice. We will take you out to practice in just a moment. A live look there. We'll also take your phone calls, 215-339-6709. You heard from the head coach. He has all the respect in the world for Peyton Manning, for that Denver Broncos team. Now what do the Eagles do to go out and win this football game? We're coming back on Eagles Live in just a moment.
Hey, Philly, what are you drinking?
We're drinking Dunkin'.
We're drinking Dunkin'. Go Eagles!
Dunkin' gives me the boost I need.
Pumpkin iced whipped cream, perfect for fall.
Medium hot, cream and sugar.
No other way to drink it.
America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Hey, Philly, what are you drinking?
Dunkin' all day. Go Eagles!
French vanilla, hot or ice. Love them both.
Iced, of course.
Hot coffee, extra cream, extra sugar.
My city, my coffee. Philly runs on Dunkin'.
America runs on Dunkin'.
One more.
Let's go.
Help.
One more.
One more. Let's get it. Let's go.
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
One more championship. Let's go.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of long weekends and longer retirements. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro here, Eagles Live. We're live from the NovaCare Complex. We just heard from head coach Chip Kelly. We'll take a live look at practice in just a moment here. In the meantime, we'll take some phone calls, 215-339-6709. Taking your calls, your predictions, your thoughts on the Eagles three games into this 2013 season. Shannon in Fort Lauderdale joins us. Shannon, my man.
What's going on, Big Dave? How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. Good. I you know, of course, listening to, you know, Eagles Live and listening to some Eagles radio. Man, I mean, I understand. I think the Philly fans, I think we got to calm down just a little bit. I understand we want to win. I want to win just as much as anybody, but... You know, with three games in, of course, we could have won both of those games. I tell you two things that are very – one thing is very clear. We need someone other than Deshaun Jackson to be catching the ball. We need Riley Cooper to get open. I don't know if we put a tight end at flanker, you know, spread him out wide, but we definitely need somebody more than Deshaun Jackson catching the ball.
Well, this is one of the challenges. I mean, there's just – they are – I think Riley's a good player. I think Jason Avant's gotten open a lot. A lot. I mean, Jason Avant had a really good start to the season, but they're not going to stretch the field. They're not. Right. They're not all of a sudden going to become, you know, players that defenses need to put a safety over the top against. That's just not going to happen. The Eagles don't have that kind of receiver here, other than Deshaun Jackson.
Who's our fastest tight end, Dave? Between Jane Case.
Probably would say Ertz. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we can put him out wide. Defense definitely has to play, man. He definitely has to step up, man. We got to put some pressure on him. But I think I don't know, Dave. You know me. I'm very objective, man. I think the rest is going to help us. I think, you know, I think we're going to surprise some people, man. I would love to think we're going to win. I tell you one thing. If we win this game, it's going to be a big momentum swing for the next five, six, whatever, the rest of the season. I tell you that much.
Yeah, I think Merrill Reese, you know, and look, I don't look at it from a grouping of games standpoint, but in Merrill's mind, if the Eagles can come out of this three-game road trip with a 3-3 record overall, heading into the home game against Dallas, the way this division's shaping up, that puts you right in the middle of things in the NFC East. And that's your first priority, is winning the NFC East division.
Yeah. We just got to win the close games, man. But I'm feeling good about our team, and I'm very happy that we picked Chip Kelly. I think Mike is doing a decent job. I mean, barring that last game, I think he's doing a very good job. The O-line is doing a good job. I think the defense is going to progress. I think if everybody just stays patient, man, and we look at the halfway, the first eight games, I think it's going to be a different tone in Philly, man. But
I look at the schedule, and there's really – it doesn't jump out at you as being really daunting. There are a lot of winnable games here on the schedule. But – Michael Vick, yeah, he's got to be better protecting the football. I know that there were some mitigating issues there, the offensive line, etc., but Michael cannot turn the football over. It comes back to the quarterback, and for two games he was excellent. In game number three, he really struggled, along with everyone.
Yeah. I think we're going to have an answer, though. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make it to Tampa, but I'll be in Oakland, man. Business is good, so that's a good thing, but I haven't seen my bird yet all year.
There we go.
I'll be out there in Oakland.
All right, give me a prediction.
Keep it up, man. You ready, Dave? You ready for it, man?
Of course.
Eagles 35, Broncos 27.
Shannon, love the optimism. Thanks so much. Take another call here as we take a look at live practice. Eagles going through their, well, it's really not practice, it's really a training session as they go through their stretch period. And you see, look, got to get rid of some of the cobwebs. Eagles have not been on the practice field since prior to the Kansas City game. So it's been a while, and got a long, long week. A normal week. We're back in a normal schedule. Sunday games the rest of the way. After that, three games in 11 days to start the season. Back into a routine. Really for the first time in the Chip Kelly era, because the whole preseason, night games, two of the first three games in the regular season, night games, and now it's Sunday afternoon, here we come. Tom in Buffalo joins us. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
I haven't talked to you since the Eagles played the Bills up here a couple years ago.
Yeah, it's been a long time. How are you?
Oh, man, I've been excited about this year from day one.
Good.
I mean, it's been great. I got a couple thoughts.
Sure.
One, what you think.
Okay.
I've been concerned the last game particularly, but even the game before that, about the pressure from the defense. Now, putting, was it Curry, Benny Curry in there that made a big difference this week?
Well, I'm not saying he didn't make a big difference, but he did play well. He got off the ball quickly, into the backfield.
Right, but it just seems as if we're not getting the quarterback quick enough. Do you sense that? What do you think?
I think the defense is going through some growing pains. In a 3-4, now look, I mean, I'm not that well-versed in watching 3-4 on a daily basis.
Right.
But they don't have at least to date, have not been able to come up with, without blitzing, have not been able to come up with an outside pass rush on a consistent basis.
Right.
And so that's what you're looking, you know, I always think of these 3-4 edge rushers who are coming off the ball in space and creating havoc, and I haven't seen that yet from Trent Cole. And Trent Cole is still making the adjustment. Much of Trent Cole's damage, it appears to me, has come from him with his hand down on the ground.
Yeah, I agree. A question about the offense. We talked about last week better protection. I think Vic's problems last week were two things: poor protection, but holding the ball maybe a second or two too long. When he's in rhythm, bing, 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 it seems to me that offense moves along. And I'm wondering if he's holding on a little too long, looking for the deep ball.
I don't know. I think he's looking on. He's waiting for somebody to come open. I think Chip talked about that after the game. You got to get rid of the football quickly. And then when the Eagles, you know, the truth is, when the Eagles got into a rhythm on Thursday, Tom, Kansas City had those injuries that stopped play.
Yep.
And that really took the Eagles out of it. Now, that's what teams are going to do.
Well, I mean, it's obvious, isn't it?
It's I'm not going to speak to that, but
I know.
The key is the Eagles got to get back into their rhythm.
Yep, I agree. Well, listen, I'm worried about this game this week because this guy, Manning, is incredible. I watched him last night. He's just incredible. But you never know, you know, any given Sunday, right?
Any given Sunday in the NFL. Yep. Tom, give me a prediction.
I'm going to go with 35-32.
Okay.
And I hate to say this, it's killing. I'm not going to say it. I'm going to say Eagles. I'm going to stick with them.
This
35-32. But I am worried.
Tom, and thanks for the phone call. This is a game that I want to find out a lot about the Philadelphia Eagles against a premier team. I mean, it's not a secret that the Broncos are a Super Bowl contending team. They're an outstanding offense. The defense, a lot of pressure. I'm looking big picture here. Who's going to be here when the Eagles turn this thing around? Which of these players are going to survive this, going to step up to the challenge of playing Peyton Manning, of playing this high-powered Denver Broncos offense? Go out and win the football game. Let's get this road trip started the right way. Three games in a row on the road. Why not? Go out and win the football game. Now, will Chip be more of a gambler in this game? Will he go for it on fourth and short more? I think he's already been a very aggressive coach. He's shown that. I don't think that will change at all. I am interested to see what kind of game plan the offense has. Will they run the ball, move the sticks? Will they try to throw it down the field? Will they run the ball, move the sticks, play action, go down the field? We'll find out. And then how does the defense handle Manning and company? We'll find out tomorrow. Bill Davis, defensive coordinator, meets the media. I want you to stay tuned throughout the day. We've got complete coverage for you the rest of the way, including our Eagles update later tonight as the Eagles conclude practice and get into the locker room. A couple of things happening in the community yesterday. We focus on one of them at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, defensive lineman Vinny Curry and Fletcher Cox visiting CHOP and doing a wonderful job, as always, in the community with the kids.
Me and Fletcher Cox came on down here, and we had a great time with the kids down at the Children's Hospital. Played fun, lots of games with them, and we even sculpted some things out, and it was just an unbelievable time. And for us to put smiles on their faces, even if it's before today, you know, it was just a great thing.
The studio we have here is broadcast to all of our beds in the entire hospital, so any patient who can't come down to the Seacrest studio live can actually turn on their TV to channel 51 and see exactly what's happening at the studio. They can call down at any time and ask questions, make requests, so they can actually be involved and interactive without actually being here, which is really great for those kids who can't leave their units or can't leave their rooms.
Well, we came to the Children's Hospital today to play a lot of games. Actually, I had a lot of fun today with the kids, asking them questions, trivia questions, building our sculptures, and just giving back was the main thing, and the kids been happy today.
I think it gives the family something to look forward to, especially our adults when we have someone like the Eagles here. Adults love the Eagles. It's something to do. Let's go down to the atrium, meet the Eagles, let's hang out, let's get out of the room, let's put on the TV and see what's going on with the Eagles. It's something for the entire family to get involved with, which is really important to us, for the whole family to be involved as well. And the Eagles come and do a lot of these visits for our kids. They'll come and visit the patients on different units. They'll come and have a carnival day, or they'll come and do something like this with the Seacrest Studios and play games with the kids and sign autographs. And it's really, really great. The kids love it.
Great job to Vinny and to Fletcher with that. And certainly you see the smiles on the kids' faces. That makes all the difference in the world. We thank you for joining us today on Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro with you. We're back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Maybe a little bit earlier, because I think the coordinators, day-to-day here, we're not sure of the schedule. I think the coordinators actually meet the media quite a bit earlier. We want to bring you those press conferences as they happen. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.